And in the next hour, I will demonstrate this.
Fascinating. How do you come up with this, with your
research? It's all science, George. It's not magic. It's not mysticism.
Yeah, but other scientists don't look the way you look. You have a prism that you see things more than... Look, I'll always remember the day I'm driving home in the wee hours, listening to you and Art 1,000 years ago.
And, it only
sorry,
seems like that,
kidding.
George.
I'm pulling his leg and yours. He sent me a great email a couple days ago. But you were telling him about structures on Mars, and you had pictures that you had provided to him, so they obviously were on the Coast to Coast website. I'm driving, and I will always remember Art in his dramatic way going, "Oh, my God, Richard. Oh, my God. You see things that other people don't see, and then they eventually see, but you see them first." And that's
well,
the magic
about,
of what you
it's,
do.
It's all about background and training. You know, if you try coming at this as a layman without any preparation, no, you're going to miss almost everything. The more you do something, the better you get at it. That's the definition of professionalism. And you develop techniques to whittle out the noise. You're not, you know, running down blind canyons looking at false information. I've spent a week in this deafening silence from NASA. I mean, this should have been duck soup for them to say, "Yo, yeah, we found water." I mean, water is a ubiquitous material. We now know that there's water all over the moon, reported, as you said, a couple of weeks ago by 3 NASA spacecraft. How come they couldn't just come out and tell us, "Yeah, there's water"?
Yeah, it makes no sense. Up next, Richard C. Hoagland, more on his research and also phone calls on Coast to Coast AM.